Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Raise your hands. Thank you, Father. Say, I'm getting impartation. All right, as you get it, I want you to lay hands on your neighbor or turn around. Where if you feel like you want to lay hands on your neighbor behind you, lay hands on them. However you want to do it, we pray for each other. Thank you. Where there are bones, arthritis is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. The lady who has had teeth trouble and jaw trouble, the Lord is healing you. Where are you? You've had some struggle with your jaw, your chewing, things like that. It's the Lord's touching you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. It's your neck also. Your neck has had some trauma. The Lord's healing you right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you. And the gentleman, you are older than 50, but your heart, we need a new. We're going to pray a new heart right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Vision problems are being healed right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I receive it. We receive it. In Jesus' name, vitality and strength and refreshing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hand. Thank you, Lord. Give him a big clap. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Glory, glory. Thank you, Michael. So, amen. Give them a thank you again. Thank you. Praise God. I'm so impressed by, again, over and over, that we are a family. We are a community. Some are missing in action. I think they're gone out of town or recovering or whatever. We pray for all of them. This is a season, a special season, that I want you to get in that flow and receive from the Word of God the special blessing of this season. This is what you would call, we are in the season of the Hebrew God-given calendar Thanksgiving. All right, so there is a Thanksgiving in a sense, but all the feasts of the Lord in some way or the other, we are in one of the major prophetic feasts of God. You'll find that in the Old Testament, but these feasts are all fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So you get more of revelation and appreciation for our God, our Redeemer, our Savior, by understanding Scripture, which gives you some context as to what it's. We cannot just receive the blessing of the New Testament without understanding what it all means. And then you receive the full blessing. If we are completely ignorant, we are not able to come into the revelations of the living God. For example, the Old Testament has Exodus 15, says the Lord reveals himself. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So specifically, one of the names of God, literally who he is, he's a healer. But also, I am Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, your provider, your supply. Say, he's my provider. And then you do not have to fear, and you can impart that to your children. By the way, pardon the small rabbit trail, but if you remember, we have been praying for, this is not a new thing, as long as the watch has existed. One of the branches of government that is very important that we have prayed for is the judiciary, and especially the Supreme Court justices. Freedoms to worship freely, to be able to say and share the message of Jesus freely in this nation, it is imperative that we have the freedom. And overnight, they can make certain things not legal anymore, or vice versa. They could command us to compromise on our values. So you must allow this. And if a 7-foot-tall trucker comes in and wants to use the ladies' room, you got to do that. Let him do it. And I don't know about you, but if my daughter is going to the bathroom and I see a giant trucker going in, there's going to be a small Indian pastor who's going to attack him and bless, zonk him or do something. Because anyway, all that to say, the judiciary is so important for the freedom that we as believers have and as Americans. But therefore, we sent, our intercessory strength. Bonnie, Pastor Bonnie and Cindy went there to hearings of Judge Kavanaugh, and we helped lead a lot of intercessions for this, for this judge across the ones who came to join us. So anyway, this particular hearings this week, keep them in prayer, as we don't want to give up. The accuser of the brethren will not succeed. And we really hold on to that. So, boy. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So, this week, bind every lying tongue, bind the accuser, and pray we'll have a godly judiciary. And those who honor the values. And the Supreme Court justice seat is very important. So you can say, we're not into politics. We are into hand-to-hand combat for our values, for our children to be able to taught that we would have freedom to teach our children Christian values and the Bible and things like that. So it's much more than it's so much more. It's not politics. It's our lifestyle. So, amen. In that, then, anyway, we want to enter this season. This is one of the special seasons that God commanded people rejoice. And it's a command, not a suggestion. In this season, I've set aside this particular days. I want you to rejoice. It's going to do you good. Rejoice. So this is the season we have. Over the years, we have recognized it gives us more insight. This is what we call the Feast of Tabernacles. So there are several feasts, but the three major that strike me as Passover, the Feast of Passover, which is connected with Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. And then, secondly, Martha. Are you there? Is that right? Yeah. Good. Martha Hainsworth is here. Bless you, Martha. And we're going to honor and get to salute Toby on Wednesday. Amen? At 2 o'clock. Is that right? Did I get it right? Yeah? All right. So, then we have Pentecost. The Feast of Pentecost. That is. And on that feast, that's where, on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out, filled everybody. That's the beginning of the early church, the birthing of the church. As they had Pentecost, that for us is the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I'm simplifying this. Now we have the third major feast. We are entering it, I believe, tonight, sundown, I believe, is the feast begins, the Feast of Tabernacles. Say tabernacles. And before I forget, when we dismiss, you will get a chance. If you want to go and just visit, that's our little sukkah or tabernacle. It's a little thing with a roof of branches and all of that. And this is all the feast. Jesus is the Feast of Tabernacles for us. Again, there are various things that are personified in Jesus, and whatever Jesus, the Lord, let them do, it was a reflection of the coming Messiah, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, so that we find them. If you turn, we'll first look at the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 37 on. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out. Now you go to, this is some wonderful things happening. And by the way, for about 23 years in a row, we were blessed. I mean, I had the privilege of being invited to do the main miracle service for the Christians all across the world. It was one by the Christian Embassy. And 23 years in a row, I did the miracle services. It was a great. But I got to go during the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem. Of course, in Tel Aviv, they all did what I will show you. But this is Jesus on the great day of the feast. So we as Christians can ask, what feast are you talking about? It is this feast. This is during some time, end of September, 1st of October, usually, that is the Feast of Tabernacles. And this is also in the life of Jesus. He was being threatened, and they were saying they're going to kill him. So he kind of says to people, you guys go ahead, and I'm here. But a few days later, he went, made his way to Jerusalem, and this is the day. They wanted to kill him, so he had to be careful. But on the great day of the Feast of Tabernacles, he stands up, and what does he say? He declares with a loud voice that could be heard over thousands of people. He shouted out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart," some try to say out of his belly, King James will say, out of his belly, touch your belly. Say, out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. And I'll tell you, it is such an amazingly true word. Every word of God is precious. This is, even in my iPad, it's words in red. Jesus is words. And he's saying, you believe in me? If you are thirsty, come and drink. Say, thirsty, drink. Living water. Say, living water. So he is the one who is the source of living water that gives you eternal life. That's Jesus. And then the next chapter in John chapter 8, verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. Well, it's good also to have context. In the context of what? So this is the season. And I got to, when I was in Jerusalem, when I would get off after my doing some of the other sessions, I would go out in Jerusalem and be able to participate in some of these ceremonies. So we will go, if you will, this is the great day of the feast. Which feast is this? Then we go to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33. This is the Old Testament. And the Lord spoke unto Moses. So this is the Lord himself. Tell your neighbor, this is the Lord. So, I mean, we often take it for granted, but Talk about God talking to you and saying, okay. And he's setting up the Jewish calendar. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work there. 7 days shall ye offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. So it is customary to do offerings at different seasons. It is a solemn assembly. You shall do no servile work therein. That means focus on the Lord. It's like a holy Sabbath. These are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocation, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon this day. Beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, and beside your gifts, beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which ye give unto the Lord, also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Say, rejoice.
Rejoice.
7 days.
7 days.
So this is why often at this time of the year we have this etrog and these branches and palm branches, and we wave and rejoice. Say, rejoice.
Rejoice.
So we have these for you to, I mean, if you want to examine this, this is the etrog. And these are the emblems, the elements that the rabbis and the Levites and all of them would wave unto the Lord. So, tell your neighbor, rejoice, neighbor.
Rejoice, neighbor.
So be happy. And so it's scriptural to cast out the spirit of grumpiness. I would like to lay hands on some congressmen. Cast out not only the spirit of grumpiness, but the lying spirit too. If we did a deliverance service there, it would be very interesting. We have seen the demons would manifest, especially lying spirit. Boy, I better be careful. I may be being recorded, which I am, I know. So, it shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths. Or the other word for booths is tabernacles. 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. So this was for 7 days. They would, and even today, you go to Tel Aviv, you go to Jerusalem, you will see outside every apartment on the terrace. So if you have a house, inside the house, there would be a booth. There would be like a tent-like thing with branches on top. And what they would do, it was a privilege for you to have guests. And often, so I would be dragged to almost every, they would be so hospitable, but they would have me go to their tabernacle, their booth. And they would usually have all kinds of certain fruits and nuts, and then they want to serve you coffee. I like tea, but the Israelis like coffee. So, and you got to go and partake of that because they so enjoy showing hospitality during this time. They get a blessing from the Lord. So this is the custom for 7 days. So fathers and little children would sleep outside for these 7 days. And it's to honor how the Lord provided for them And when they were in the wilderness, 40 years, and God did not want them to forget how he provided for them in every way. Right out of in the wilderness, they didn't have to do harvest. They didn't have to plant things. The Lord himself was their provider, their shelter. Do you have that picture of my one of my favorites of those tents with the sea? And the glory of the Lord would guard them. And thank you. It's key. I'll keep that for a moment. So that's the tents. And they lived out in that. And then for 40 years. And at night, this is what they would see. The awesome pillar of fire by night. Warming them, guarding them, covering them. And then the cloudy pillar in the daytime. That kept them in wonderful, cool. Glory to God. That's wonderful. And always get inspired by that. So 40 years, God gave them manna, fed them supernaturally, all of this. And it was to remind them, forever, I am your provider. Do not fear. I will take care of you. So always, when we go through prayer, it is part of, we should be always thankful. That's why I love often as we go to Korea, we've gone often. Part of the custom of the Korean Christians is whatever they do, they pray and thank the Lord. If you get in where we have been taken by pastors, and it's something after a while you're not used to it. So first they would bow their heads. I'd say, "What are you doing?" Before we start, and we are in a hurry. You know, our culture, we're in a hurry. Okay, let's get to the meeting. But thank the Lord. It's when we take certain things for granted, but the more we get in the habit of praying and thanking the Lord, so that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am the Lord your God. Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord. So this is number one then. You find that one of the holiest days of the feast was when the priests would go and draw water from the pools of Siloam. And this is where the blind man took the water and splashed it, and Jesus healed his eyes. By the way, we heard full report about Ashley. The Lord Jesus is still doing it. And that blind girl who you went to school for the blind is now totally healed. Thank you, Jesus. So, he's doing it today. So you get an opportunity to pray for people. You get it. You take that opportunity. And don't be afraid. Because God is by your side. Praise God. So, they draw the water from the pool of Siloam. And it's a big ceremony. And they do it with joy. And there's such celebration. And blowing of trumpets and worshiping. And the musicians are actively making a loud noise. Yay! And thank you, Lord. While we were in the wilderness and we were dying of thirst, you drew water from a rock, and we never went without water. This is something that you and I take for granted here in America, but in so many regions of the world, especially in the Middle East, being able to have water was a major, major deal in people's lives. Every time you open the tap and you're getting water, you better be thankful. When you take a shower, all that was not available. People, they had to work hard. But God provided water for them. And as they were doing it, this was to thank the Lord. And they were pouring from big pitchers. They would pour the waters out from the pool of Siloam, and the priest would be thanking the Lord. And as they were doing this, in 2,000 years ago, Jesus, in the middle of it, said, "If anyone is really thirsty, come to me and drink. So he was telling right there the declaration, he is the source of living water for all of us. And eternally, we will never be thirsty for living water, because if you have Jesus, then the other thing that would be there at the temple during this feast would be these giant poles, 75 feet high, that would have each giant pole would go up 75 feet and would have four branches. And there would be four of those going 75 feet. So each having four giant bowls, so that there would be people who would have letters, and the Levite assistants would take 10 gallons of oil. Each was filled with 10 gallons, and then they would refill them, keep refilling them. And they would be set on fire. So there would be these giant 16 candelabras, in a sense, going up 75 feet, and there would be light lit. And all of Jerusalem, you see, it's set on hills. And there would be this giant hill on which the temple is there, where the Ark of the Covenant rested and the presence of the glory was. And there are these flames going up, 16 giant flames that light up all of Jerusalem at night in the ancient days. And as these lamps are lit, this is in that context that Jesus declares, I am the light of the world. So he is the supernatural light, is our light. Always, we never have to see. Those who sat in darkness have seen a great light. That was the scripture. Jesus himself is the light of the world. So these, as we honor these tabernacles, it is important we realize that these old feasts fulfilled in Jesus. He is the one who is the light. He is the source. He is the provider. He is the living water. And and throughout this, remember that, by the way, there's another scripture in Zechariah. Ask of the Lord, Zechariah 10, 1. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. So, this is, again, another Revelation 7. It says that you would see, we see a great multitude of people in heaven with palm branches in their hands. This is symbolic of the Feast of Tabernacles. So as you get a picture of the heavenly glory, that right there in heaven, there are multitudes waving palm branches. And they are, again, they are honoring the Feast of Tabernacles. And the palm branches are used in the construction of the Sukkah. So every family during this season had a Sukkah outside or on the terrace, even now in Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv. And this is to remind them eternally, God provided for you when you were in the wilderness, and he will always be your provider. So Revelation 7, 9 says, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worship God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power might and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they're before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water. God will wipe away every tear from the eyes. So come to me thirsty, anyone who is thirsty, and drink, and out of his belly will flow rivers of living water." Here it says in Revelation, living fountains of waters. So we see the imprint of the Feast of Tabernacles throughout the Bible. We find it in the New Testament. We find it in the book of John, in the Gospels. We find it in Revelations at the end time. And we find it all emblematic, the pictures given us from Leviticus onwards, that the whole, all the nations, God wanted them to wait. Something awesome is coming. That's the Lamb of God, Jesus, who is going to take away the sins of the whole world out of every tribe, every language, every nation. So there is no discrimination. It is every nation, every tribe. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So this season, it's a good time. And we can carry on till Thanksgiving and through Christmas. But we thank the Lord. Remember, in this time, God's faithfulness. So as we look at our own lives, say, "Lord, thank you for providing. Thank you for taking care of my children." How many of you had little babies and they had really bad cough or cold? Did you ever have that? And you got afraid, right? And all that. Thank you, Lord, you brought them out. You remember all of those. I remember one time Sarah got sick when she was 4 years old. And the doctor, we talked with him, our pediatrician, and she sounded so bad. But the doctor, "She'll be out. Is this going around? Here's the medication we have prescribed to you." Oh, it did not satisfy me. She sounded so bad. I had to take her. Bonnie said, "She's fine." That's what the doctor, Kara, said. "She's I took her. I was so upset. I said, "No, he can't tell me he's not going to see my baby. I want him to see my baby before." And now I look back and I said, I was really fearful that I was not taking care of my child. And the doctor had to see her. He tolerated me. And he, "Come on, all right." He examined her. It was the same prescription. It was, and you go back and say, all of this, you list all the, and then you see your baby graduating from high school or college, and you say, "Thank you, Lord." So all of those times, but every time that the Lord has brought us to, thank you, Lord. And we rejoice. So it is command now. Rejoice and celebrate. Look back in gratitude for past mercies. And in the present, look for the water, living water. Look for the rain, the fresh outpouring. So we are anticipating fresh outpourings of water in this. These are days of awesome revival. Something is happening. I can't anticipate what. But in this gathering in Baltimore, for example, this Wednesday, Todd, you were going to try to come, but you didn't make it, did you? Huh? Yeah, I was hoping I didn't miss you in that crowd. But They said, we have had Mary Linicki, we have had Jerry Savelle. I mean, they listed all the notable speakers in this nation. And I said, this is the biggest crowd we've ever had. And it may be part of my good looks, maybe. But I think that we're coming into a fresh season we used to have 40 years ago plus, that the nation is hungry for the presence. And as they are hungry and thirsty, God is going to pour out fresh living waters of revival for America, for Korea, for Great Britain, for every nation that's thirsty. They are looking for answers. It's not going to be in secular globalism and in all these sing-songy, you know, let's sing kumbaya. It's from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So in this Feast of Tabernacles, we want to say once again, come, Holy Spirit, come. And Lord, we are thirsty for more of you, Jesus. Those who are thirsty, come to him and drink, and out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want you to stand up. We are going to tell the Lord. This is John 7. So it is, this is the season. Jesus is saying, anyone thirsty, come to me and drink. I've never seen anyone drink. I want you to watch this great experiment. I am going to drink water. Observe very carefully. Oh, it's good. You notice I could not drink unless I opened my mouth. And that's one thing that you can give an offering on behalf of your family or behalf of your son or daughter. You can do other things. But one thing that you can't do for others is drink. However much I love you, I can't drink for you. Right? However much you love your kids, you can't drink for them. They're going to drink themselves. But this is a drink that transforms your life. Changes your value systems, makes God first, and gives you the key to success. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So this is a good time. By faith, we're going to drink some more during this season. How many of you could stand a drink of refreshing, right? And healing. All right. Raise your hand. Say, Lord, I'm thirsty for more of living waters. You promised, Lord Jesus, if anyone is thirsty, they could come to you and drink. And out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Thank you, Lord. By faith, I open my mouth and drink. Now open your mouth. I'm going to go, ah. Let me hear you say, ah. Lord, I pray. Open your mouth wherever you are. By faith. Say, ah. Lord, pour it. Pour living waters by faith. Pour. Thank you, Lord. Pour. God is taking away depression here. God is taking away anxiety. God is delivering us from fears. fear of the future, fear of cancer. We command these fears to go. Drink it again by faith. Open your mouth. Drink it some more. Hallelujah. Raise your hand. More, Lord, more. Keep your fire. Now keep your mouth open. And I'm going to do something a little bit intrusive. Hopefully you don't mind. I'm going to ask your neighbor to very gently put their hands on your belly. Go to your neighbor's belly. Keep your mouth open. Now zap him. Lord, zap each person here with the Holy Ghost. Drink and get them drunk, Lord. We take a drink. We are going to take a drink in the name of Jesus. More, Lord, fill us on this Feast of Tabernacles. We are thirsty for more, Lord. Hallelujah. Fill your people. Fill your people. Woo! Woo! Yeah! Out of our belly, out of my belly, out of your belly, rivers! Rivers of living water. Rivers! Rivers! Rivers of living water. Baptize as afresh, Lord, in the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Woo! More, more, more. More, more, more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory. More, 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 more. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want our healing team to come. Help me here. And we're going to sing a song. You got a drinking song? Michael, what kind of song do we have?
New drinking song, yeah. We can.
A happy song?
Yes.
If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, we'll invite you in a moment. If you want to be filled with the Spirit, you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost with speaking in tongues, come up. The Lord is telling you to join this church. Come up, and we will pray for you. If you need a healing touch, come. The team will pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Glory. And I want the Korean people who came from Korea, you can come. We'll lay hands on you and get impartation. Hallelujah. Anyone else? You want hands laid? You want to baptize the Holy Spirit? You can come. And what are we going to sing?
Deep cries out.
All right. We're going to sing.
I've got a river of living water, a fountain that never will run dry. It's an open heaven, you're releasing. We will never be denied. Because we're stirring up deep, deep wells. Stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna dance in the rain.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Javda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.